It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, John chapter 13. We're going to read from verse 1 through verse 15. John chapter 13, verse 1 through 15. Open your Bibles, please, and follow along with me as we study the Word today. As you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today to study the precious Word. Please enjoy it now as we read the Word of God and then fellowship over it. John chapter 13, verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, and Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, That thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. And Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who would betray him, therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. And if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Let's begin with prayer now before we start the study. Father, I thank you for your Word. I thank you for your day that you've given us. Praise you for your forgiveness, that you bring us into not only the forgiveness of our sins, that we may have eternal life and walk and enjoy life with you and have real life for the first time, but also, Lord, I thank you that now that I am saved, that you do continue to cleanse me. And as we have the example here of the Lord Jesus not only taking on the place and the position of a servant, a slave, but also we have another lesson to learn concerning the walk that we should have as a believer. Help us to see all these things today, Lord, as we're in your Word and enjoying it. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a joy to study the Word of God and to examine it each time. We looked at the verses of Scripture down through the fourth verse, and we find that he risen from supper, laid aside his garment, took a towel and girded himself. I did not want to not read the first few verses there of this chapter so that we can be reminded of what we have in them and enjoy those. And I would like to take just a minute to go back to chapter, the first verse of chapter 13, and it says, Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, we've spent much time talking about that already, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And you could use that into the uttermost, unto the end, forever. There's not a time that he does not stop loving his own. But I would like to go back and compare a verse of scripture in the same book, the book of John, but John chapter 1, verse 11. Now, if you can take your hand and hold both of those places, as you know, if you've been with me very many times, you know that I carry more than one Bible so that I can look at one verse and another all at the same time. John chapter 13, verse 1, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the uttermost, or unto the end. In John chapter 1, verse 11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Now that's a sad statement, because here in chapter 13, verse 1, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the uttermost, or unto the end. Now looking at that statement, is speaking to his disciples, those that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus, those that are following after him, his own true children of God. As we look at the beginning of this chapter, in beginning of the book of John, John chapter 1 verse 11, he came unto his own. It would seem that we're talking about the same thing, but we're not. He came unto the children of Israel, to the Jews, to his chosen people. He come unto his own received him not. The nation of Israel, as a whole, has rejected the Lord Jesus as their Savior. They think him to be just a good man and not the Savior of the world. Individually, Jews, Israelites, can come to the Lord Jesus as any Gentile, any person can, individually, make a decision to come by faith to Jesus and trust in him. And that decision can only come from the reading of the Word of God, from the touching of the Holy Spirit upon our hearts, from the drawing of the Father. All those are things that the Word of God tells us must come in order for us to be saved. And so if you've heard the Word of God, you've heard the gospel presented, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and you realize and recognize that you're lost and you need a Savior, today is the day. Now is the day of salvation. Please that you come and trust in Jesus today. But isn't it so sad that the list that is in verse 1 of chapter 13, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end, is talking about, yes, some of them are Jews, but here in the 11th verse, he's talking about his own people, the nation of Israel that rejected him. Isn't it so sad? As we've found our way through 13 chapters of this book, and to be told right up front that his own received him not. Look at John chapter 3, verse 16, while we're close by. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That was a choice the nation of Israel had, is to trust in him and come by faith. That's a decision, a choice you have. That was a decision, a choice that these 12 disciples had. And we know, according to the second verse, that one chose not to come, even when he walked next to him and worked with him and talked with him for those 3 years, and yet he rejected Jesus Christ. And we find what's happened to him. And if you know the end of the story, you'll recognize that we're talking about two people here. Two people that are very much a part of the judgment and the crucifixion. Judas, being not saved, opened the door for the devil to come in and to tempt him and to use him. And we know that Judas, at the finish, at the close of all this, he went to give the money back because he couldn't live with himself, and he went out and hanged himself. Peter, will find him denying the Lord Jesus. Not once, not twice, but three times. Now what's different between Judas and Peter? at the end of that three times that he denied him and the eyes of the Lord Jesus and Peter met, Peter went out and wept. Because it broke his heart. Because see, the difference between the two is not that we don't make mistakes. Even to curse the Lord, because that's what Peter did. I don't know him. I don't know him. But you see, when the Lord Jesus got a hold of his heart, because he was a child of God, it broke Peter's heart and he went out and wept. Judas went out and hanged himself. He had nothing in his heart. Don't miss Jesus Christ. Don't miss him to come into your heart. Don't miss this beautiful verse of Scripture, John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, back to the lesson. Back to this time that we're going to enjoy, because as we find in verse 4, he, being Jesus, raised from supper. They were all sitting down eating supper. He laid aside his garment and took a towel and he girded himself. Now, we talked about that last week, how that the Lord Jesus, as back in Exodus 21, we found that a servant or a slave could stay with his master forever, and after 6 years, however, he would have an opportunity to go free. But at that time, if he chose, because of the love he had for his master, or because he had a family that he wanted to stay for the family because he loved the family, he could make a choice. But at that time, then, that decision was made out of love that he would stay. And then they would take an awl and go out to the doorpost and out front, and they would put a hole in his ear. And that would identify him to be of that master and never to leave. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a servant would do, to stay because of the love. Jesus himself, too, chose to stay. Chose to face the cross. To face the crowds. To face the beating. To face the criticism. To face the blasphemy. Because he loved us. And he knew he was here to finish a work his Father had sent him to do, and he was going to finish that. Even though he held everything, and again we have read several times verse 3, "Jesus, knowing that the Father hath given all things into his hands, that he was come from God and went to God." Jesus understood all of that. So we know he stayed because of the love that he has for the Father and for us. He stayed willingly, willingly. Now please, will you come to the Lord Jesus and trust in him? It's so important that you come by faith to Jesus today. He has shown you this love. Jesus not only is showing you the love through the beating and the trial and the crucifixion and the burial and the resurrection, but he also gives these disciples an example. We know Judas, he has been named. The devil ends up entering in Judas, according to verse 2. And verse 4 tells us that Jesus has raised up, has gotten up, has laid aside his garment, and he's taken a towel. And he began, in verse 5, "After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded." And so as we look at the Lord Jesus now, we have a beautiful example here of the Lord Jesus taking on the role of a servant. And as we have read in the other verses of Scripture here, he asks in verse 12, "Know ye what I have done to you?" And he says, "Ye have called me Master and Lord." In verse 13, "You say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done." So there's an example. There's a picture that's being given here by the Lord Jesus for his disciples. Each thing that the Lord Jesus would carry out and present to his disciples, there was a purpose for it. As we come together in the house of the Lord and we hear the Word of God, you know, there's a purpose for hearing the Word of God, that we may know His will. We may know what He wants us to do. And here He is telling these people, and He's not just telling, now here's what I want you to do. The Lord Jesus is showing them what He wants them to do. He didn't tell them and says, now this is how you do it, and just explain it to them. He showed them, and then He explained to them, this is something that you need to do. Now, is that the way that we teach those around us? Do we teach those around us by example? Or we just tell them this is how it's to be done, and we give them no example? It's important, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you're saying that Jesus Christ is real in your life and you know Him, you best begin to give an example. Otherwise, what's in there? You're giving no show. And again, it's not for the purpose of just to show people. But I'll tell you what, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior and you're hearing the Word of God, you should be working. Not to show others, but to please the Lord. And when you're pleasing the Lord, you will be showing others. And you will be showing them as a servant. You'll be doing a work as a servant, not as the master, but as the servant. You call me Master and Lord, you said, well, I am your Lord and your Master, but I've washed your feet. That's a slave's job. That's a servant's job, but Jesus did it. So I've got something to teach you here. I've got something to show you. We read from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. 6, be clothed with humility. Jesus is going to teach His disciples that we're to be humble. I want you to go with me to several verses of Scripture here. We didn't have time last time we were together to look at these, and I'd like to begin there. John chapter 5, verse 19. John 5, 19. John chapter 5, verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do, for what things soever He doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Look at the permissive will. Look at the will of the Son. He wants to do His Father's will. That is a sign, that is an example of humility. Verse 30, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. I want to do His will. Do we do that, or do we do our will? Chapter 6, verse 38, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me. Listen to those words. John 7, chapter 7, verse 16. Jesus answered him and said, my doctrine is not mine, but His that sent me. Jesus is taking no credit. Jesus is taking no glory. He is giving it all unto the Father. Oh, that we could follow. John 8, 50. John chapter 8, verse 50. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth, not mine. John chapter 14, verse 24. John 14, 24. He that loveth me, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. Let me read that again. He that loveth me, not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. He is continually giving credit unto the Lord. All things in His hands, yet He picks up a towel. True humility. Jesus serves, as we looked again back from Exodus chapter 21, as the slave surrenders his will to his master, so did the Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father, and so should we unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We must do it. We must be humble. Please that you have a humble heart, and that's something that's not natural. We must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for Him to give us that humble heart. That'll only come from you surrendering to His will and searching His Word. We find the Lord Jesus raised from supper, set aside His garment, took a towel, poured water into a basin, and began to wash His disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. He began to wash the feet of each one of the disciples. We're not sure how many that He had washed before He got to Peter, but in verse 6, "Then cometh He to Simon Peter. Peter said unto Him, Lord, dost Thou wash my feet?" It was a question he had. "You going to wash my feet?" And Peter said unto him, verse 7, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter." At that time, Peter should have just been quiet. He should have just listened. But instead of listening and being obedient, he immediately jumps and immediately makes a statement. And so often, my friends, so often we do the same thing. When something that we don't want to give up, something that we don't want to surrender, something that we don't like, instead of just listening to the Lord and following Him, we make this big statement and this big stand, and all we do is really show our own foolishness. We'll find Peter to do the same thing. "Dost thou wash my feet?" was the question in verse 6. Jesus told him, "You're not going to understand, but you will understand. There'll be a time." That should have been enough, but it wasn't. Peter said to him, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Look at Peter. You know, Peter's done this so many times. Peter jumps up and makes this bold statement. So often we do the same thing. We need to be quiet and humble and listen, and we don't. We just blurt it out. Jesus answered and said unto him, "What I do thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter." Peter said, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Well, now, I thought earlier that I had said that all except Judas Iscariot were saved. What's Jesus say down here? "Thou hast no part with me." We need to recognize. We need to listen unto the Lord Jesus. Peter said once again in the first part of verse 8, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Please realize that the Lord Jesus is always right. Please don't question His word. He knows what is the best. Jesus, knowing that the Father hath given all things into His hands, and that He was come from God and went to God, Jesus had the power of all, according to verse 3. There's Peter. Jesus had it all. Peter said, "I understand." He acted like he understood, but he wasn't quiet long enough to understand. Peter's crossed this path before, and he will again. But I want to show you a couple verses of Scripture. Just kind of place yourself here. Are you listening unto the Holy Spirit? Are you obedient to His ways? Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 23. "From that time forth began Jesus to show unto His disciples how that He must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and the scribes, be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took Him and began to rebuke Him, saying," Peter was rebuking Jesus, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." But He turned and said unto him, "Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of man. Peter knew there was something wrong here, that if Jesus was going to be crucified, Peter didn't understand. Peter didn't listen. Peter didn't watch. Oh, that we be more careful. Listen. Be obedient. Matthew 17, verses 1 through 8. Matthew chapter 17. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, bringeth them up unto a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. His face did shine as the sun. His raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. When the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Peter needed to be quiet. He needed to hear the Father speak. We don't need to build buildings down here to come and bow down before. Jesus Christ is a living God. He has come here upon this earth to seek and to save those that are lost. Peter, be quiet. Peter, be quiet. John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verses 66 through 71. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will you also go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of God, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Peter didn't even realize that all them around him weren't saved, did he? He thought everybody was saved with the group that he was with. Take care of yourself. Speak for yourself. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you trusted in the Lord Jesus? That's just 3 examples of times that Peter jumped in and said something instead of just listening. I believe today we need to listen. Listen very carefully, very humbly, and follow as we hear. Jesus told him, You don't understand right now, but that you will, in verse 7 of chapter 13 of John. That should have been enough. But it wasn't. We begin very quickly. Peter saith to him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. We have in the scripture here, in the 5th verse, in the 6th verse, in the 8th verse, in the 12th verse, and in the 14th verse, we have the word wash. Wash or washed. That word in the Greek is to wash part of the body. If you recall, Jesus washed the disciples' feet, part of the body. But verse 10 also has the word washed, and I purposely left it out. Because that word means to bathe all over. Now, we will begin the next time we're together with speaking of the difference between washing part and being bathed all over. And there's more than just the example of humility and being a servant. There's a greater example here that Jesus is teaching to be saved, kept in Jesus Christ, and then the continual cleaning as we walk through this filthy world. My dear friend, don't miss Jesus Christ. Come to Jesus today and trust in Him by faith. Ask Him into your heart. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?